Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Today's National Donut Day.
I saw that. You know, yesterday, speaking of junk food, my son wanted to drive through a Taco Bell, and I hadn't eaten anything really pretty much all day. I said, sure. I tried the Frito taco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That looks good.
That's pretty good.
Now, is that good. The one with the...
The shells are Frito.
Oh, it's a Dorito. It's a Dorito,
I'm
not Frito.
I'm sorry. Dorito, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, those are great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've never had one. They were really good. Yeah.
Nacho
yeah.
or Cool Ranch?
Yeah, what flavor was the shell?
I thought they came in both.
Oh, the nacho. I just said add one on to what you're getting. Because you got two. I said, why don't you order three? I want to have one. By the way, I could have ate 40 of those.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I had one, and that sucked.
That is one
because
of the,
I had to drive home thinking, oh, I want another one.
That's one of the biggest problems with Taco Bell.
At that point, it was like 9:30 or 8:30 or something at night. I'm thinking, whatever.
You could scarf a, what are they? They sell those like in a box of a dozen or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one serving.
Yep.
That's one serving.
I know it is.
You could plow through that no problem.
Easily.
Taco Bell has this kit that's like a make your own tacos at home thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think about it about 6 times a week. I want to get it.
Isn't that just called cooking?
you're gonna put those over the fire this weekend?
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll grill them. Well, no, they send you with some shells and chips and
all
meat.
Bit.
Yeah,
okay.
All of it. But then the problem is, you know.
But the weird part was, this is the first fast food place post pandemic that I've been. The guy did this. I had cash on me, so I just gave him $20. But he pulls out this big bucket.
Oh yeah,
a big tub. Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to touch the money.
So I throw the money in there, and then he throws the money back in the tub, the change, and there was a bunch of coins. So I just took the bills out. I said I don't want that. And then he put the bag of food in the tub and handed that out. My son goes, but he's touching the tub the whole time, and there was about 8 cars in front of us.
And everybody else is too.
Yeah, I think that we're lucky that they're figuring out that the surface stuff is not as dangerous as they thought it originally was going to be. That doesn't mean it's not dangerous. Because I think the surface thing was as real as they thought it was originally. I think everybody would be sick right now.
Yeah.
Because you can't. He's not cleaning that. He's not cleaning that tub, but he also wasn't changing his glove.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the McDonald's drive-thru, they many times have a place for you to donate to charity.
Yes.
With your change.
Yes, I've seen that.
And so what's happened to me a couple of times is they started to give me the change and then said, you just want me to throw it in here? Oh, fine. Just throw it in there.
They do have that thing there. I like that.
Yeah. Just throw it in the charity thing.
And that was pre-pandemic they had that there.
Yeah. See, there's a Culver's near my house, and they actually have a sign up on the as you come around for the drive-thru saying, we actually discourage cash right now.
Oh yeah.
If you can use a card, please, so that nobody has to touch.
But then I've
money.
Seen the card go to the people, and they take the card. Some people still take the card.
Yep.
So.
And then they shoot your meal to you through a T-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open wide.
Panda Express. I've been through there too with my son, and they have a big plastic. By the way, you see that story on the guy that has a business that sells plastic?
Oh
cover?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Plexiglass.
You can't hire enough people.
All the rage.
Oh, he's toasting champagne to the. Here's to the global pandemic.
Oh my God! Every grocery store, every restaurant, all across the country is calling this dude.
Yeah, that dude's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
No.
All right, here's the update on the alligator in Manhattan, Kansas.
All right.
Scott writes us at TNTRadioEmpire.com. So glad you brought that up.
Well, that was
a couple days ago.
It wasn't Scott. The other guy called up. Who's the guy that had the alligator?
Oh, that
oh, we
was
talked about the alligator.
Yeah, Craig did the story about
the story.
Yeah, did the story about this. Well, there are two alligators actually.
Right.
And then Emmett from Wichita called, but this is happening in Manhattan.
Got it.
Yeah, one of them died in a trap. The other one still on the loose.
Oh.
The Riley County Police released a video of what to do if you encounter one of the alligators. The officer in the video that he sent us here, it's also posted on Twitter, is a co-owner of a business where the gators came from. I guess he told the other owner at some point they need to secure them better, and that didn't happen. So as far as I know, no one's received any citations.
How
but
about don't
still...
sell alligators north of the main? I mean, yeah. I just don't understand that.
There's still an alligator loose somewhere in Manhattan, Kansas.
Man, that would stay near water? You'd think it would.
I would think so. Again, I'm not a biologist.
Yeah.
But I would guess.
But you know what? You know
where they found it was near water.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they originally saw it just hanging out on a log. In the in some water.
I mean, there's a bunch of lakes in our city that, one I ride a bike around a lot, and one thing I never really thought of was an alligator. You know, deers fly out of you once in a while. It would be it would
the occasional bear.
The occasional a bear could get in the town, so you could actually freak out about that, or a big fox or something.
No, I just meant the big hairy gator.
Oh, yeah, those guys are there all the time. Coyotes sometimes come in the town too in our city, but basically, if I ran across an alligator, I'd say, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not riding my bike.
So if you're crappie fishing, you're Tuttle Creek Lake.
Yeah.
Famous crappie fishing lake.
Yeah.
Watch out for gators.
Yeah, be careful, man. I want that story.
Because you could have a crappie on the end of your line, and a gator comes up, takes it away.
Right.
That you don't want that.
No, you don't.
Well, you don't want the gator coming up and taking you away. They can take the crappie.
Nah, it's even a bummer if they take your fish.
I mean, if it's a choice, yeah.
Yeah. But it will be a choice in my scenario. Here, have the crappie.
I was fishing off the Florida Keys once, and I got a permit, which is very hard to catch. They're kind of an elusive fish. And I'm bringing it up to the boat, and all of a sudden behind me, the captain just slaps the water with his big paddle. We're on a skiff. And I see a shadow kind of scurry away, and he goes, "That was a hammerhead shark that was trying to eat your fish."
Oh.
Hi, I'm Todd.
And we were about maybe in 3 feet of water.
Yeah, those things are mean.
And you could see a part of the fish where the hammerhead did nip him a little bit.
Yeah.
So I almost caught a hammerhead.
Mm. No, really didn't.
Oh, if he would have eaten that fish, he would have taken the hook.
He might have took you.
He would have?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would have had a hammerhead on the end of my line.
I was going to say, were you equipped to reel that in?
I think the line was actually, it was probably big. It would have been a fight.
The boat and the fishing pole and everything.
Was it anchored?
No.
Oh, then you wouldn't have.
No, the hammerhead wasn't that big.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a giant.
Was smaller.
We're not talking a great white here.
Got it.
I'm still thinking like a 6-8 foot shark.
Probably 6 feet, if that. But yeah, they catch sharks off the Florida Keys all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought maybe you were going to need
professional
a bigger boat.
Shark catchers.
Yeah, but, I wasn't using a fly
literally,
rod.
I was thinking that.
45 years, by the way, since Jaws. That's so funny it just came up. I just saw that this morning. 45 years ago, Jaws was released.
Still a scary-ass movie.
Oh, I love that movie, too.
That was the summer of 75,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was, man. Yes, it was. A great flick, especially to see in the theater at the time. Hey, speaking of movies, they finally found out why that Steve Carell yelled out Kelly Clarkson when he's getting his chest waxed in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Apparently, Judd Apatow was on Kelly Clarkson's show yesterday. Remember how he's getting his chest waxed? He just yells out random words.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson, Said Apatow says it was sheer chance that Carell picked a name out of a list of phrases. There's a bunch of list of phrases, including crab feast, cowboy underpants, stink toad winch. He could have yelled out any of those, and he just yelled out Kelly Clarkson. Which if you remember that scene, when he says that line, a lot of the lines are funny in that, but just Kelly Clarkson... comes out of nowhere. Well, not really. She was all over everywhere. It was 2000. She was huge.
Well, and he was experiencing.
I don't know. She's huge now. She was popular then.
He was experiencing real pain.
I know. That was real.
That was real.
Yeah, that was real.
There's no way to fake that.
No, but he had to yell. He just had different lists of names to yell out. One of the names included Kelly Clarkson. So that's funny.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So there is a story out of Florida where a gentleman named Trent Tweddale says that he was walking his dog, six-year-old Loki, at the the Wesley Chapel Farm when they stopped at a river to look about, and an alligator lunged at the dog. The 13-foot-long alligator grabbed the dog's front paws. The gentleman got into a tug-of-war match with the alligator until the gentleman jumped in and started punching the gator in the head.
Last night.
The alligator eventually let go, but the dog's front leg was nearly severed, now recovering from surgery.
Yeah, we didn't hear that part. Yeah,
the man said he set a trap with help from the Wildlife Service because he would fight tooth and nail.
I don't blame the guy. I guess I don't blame the guy. If he has your dog and not the head of your dog where you know the dog's already gone, yeah, you'd fight.
Yeah, probably.
You'd fight.
But the part that catches me there is he got into a tug of war with the alligator. Okay, so the gator's got the dog's paws, so right. You're just going to pull? Like the dog's going, hey, my paw here.
Yeah.
You're gonna just rip my damn leg off.
The dog doesn't know that he's going to die if you let him go. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the middle of that tug of war.
No.
No, that would hurt.
I feel sorry for the dog, mainly, in that situation. Like, what the hell is going on?
Why don't you stop pulling?
It's kind of friggin' hurts.
Yeah. What kind of dog was it, Sam?
Whatever.
Lucky?
we'll call you Lucky.
I don't know.
It's how those alligators are raised, by the way.
To eat you?
No, yeah. They're good. They're good animals. They're good pets.
He lose a limb or anything?
That's how they raise him. The dog lost his leg. Yeah.
Nearly severed.
They worked on it. They fixed it. Good, because fixing those legs are expensive. $3,000 new hip on that.
The Jack Hanna show that I saw was they went with, I don't know where it was, but it was a
he's
couple,
calling today, by the way.
It was a couple that, had dogs like that, gimpy dogs.
Okay.
Handicapped dogs.
Yeah.
They had about 60, 70 handicapped dogs. They were kind of gimpy. Some had nerve problems.
Right,
some were missing a limb. And it was interesting that he pointed out that, none of these dogs judge each other. And they don't care. They don't recognize that they're handicapped.
No.
So they go about their lives, and they play with their handicapped buddies, and nobody cares. They're just all dogs having fun.
Dogs are better people.
They are. Dogs are less judgmental.
Yeah, read your Facebook.
We don't deserve
doggy
dogs.
Facebook. We don't deserve it. That's exactly.
We don't deserve dogs.
No, we don't. The doggy Facebook is so much nicer. They're just nice to each other.
Yeah, that's the only place we get unconditional love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's from our dogs.
Todd is very proud.
Why is he?
Because his hometown was...
Oh, yeah, I didn't get a chance to read the article, Todd. I saw that.
The minute I included you in that, I was going... The minute I hit send, I said, geez, I'm sorry, Tyler.
I didn't get a chance to read it, though. This is all new to me.
You either have to be from Rugby, North Dakota, or a geography geek to really appreciate this story.
Oh, Jesus, I'm not. I'm glad I didn't read the article then. But is it that bit where you say, hey, if you don't bang your dog, what's that saying you guys say that nobody else says in North Dakota?
Oh,
hey, everybody bangs their dog.
And the sells dog the puppies.
And selling the pups?
Yeah. That's a weird one.
I didn't learn that when I was growing up in my hometown. I picked that up from a guy in Bismarck when I was in college.
Yeah, he might have been. Yeah,
that guy was weird.
That might have been code. Like, you want to go
I
bang
still
dogs.
I talk to that guy. I'll have to reach out to him and find the origin of that phrase.
Because it's probably none. It's probably just he made it up.
But this is the controversy that has been going on.
Controversy,
as
please.
Craig likes to say.
Controversy. Isn't controversy easier to say than controversy?
No, it's
than
actually,
controversy?
Actually, no. It's actually not.
No. I actually had to think
because
that.
Because the other one comes off as, the C-bomb. And
yeah.
Wow, for you.
Yeah. But for you,
every time you say it, every time you say that word, I reach for the button.
Controversy?
Sounds like you're saying the C-word for no reason.
For years and years.
Controversy.
No
it's controversy.
Right.
Shut up.
For
and
no
it's harassment.
Reason.
This was the controversy. Going on in my hometown. And
I think I'm about to guess it. Just
what?
By just by being around you for 27 years. Something about being the central part of North America. Yeah. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Because when I'd say, where you're from, he would always brag about being the central part of all North America.
The geographical center of North America.
Yeah, and that's not the United States. It's Canada, too.
Yeah, well, see, right? There's some dispute about
it. Ah, you don't even have that going for you.
The geographical center of North America actually is.
I knew it. Just by that.
But I learned some things from this article that I'd never heard before.
That means even
yourself.
That means about the same as the pork capital of Southwest Iowa.
No, that is lame.
See, the thing
hey,
is,
nobody's taking that away.
The term in question here is center, and apparently there's no geographical science to
let's not change that word now.
Determine a center.
How geographical?
Like somewhere in Kansas. Is the supposed center
of the United States
of the continental United States?
Well, can't you just look at a map and point right to the middle and find a
can
town?
Can I just do this
and
story?
Find the town closest to that? Like, no. That's how rugby became it, right? You probably looked at a map in North America. You go right to about the middle.
No,
the closest town was rugby.
Craig has the details in how they determined what the geographical center of North America was. So, yeah, go ahead and do the story.
Don't go into too many details.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Okay.
From afar.com magazine.
So it's not rugby then.
Since 1932,
all right.
Rugby, North Dakota.
That's Todd. Your Todd was born.
Has claimed to be the geographical center of North America. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there is no accepted definition of a geographic center.
They got to be pissed in the hometown, Todd.
And no uniform method for determining it.
They reveled in that, didn't they?
Considering approximately where the center of the United States may be, tourism dollars are at stake.
You mean in North America?
Whatever.
Is somebody going to have to take down a sign?
In 1918, citizens in Lebanon, Kansas, hired engineers to determine that town was the center of the contiguous states.
Yeah, Lebanon, Kansas. That's it.
Castle Rock in Butte County, South Dakota, claims it is the center of the 49 continental United States.
Well, that's
just
stupid.
West of Castle Rock is the supposed center of the country's 50 states.
You take Alaska into account there. Because it's on the continent.
Yeah, but that's stupid. The Kansas one, I'll buy.
How do you figure out the center of something when the two things aren't connected?
There is no accepted definition of a geographic center.
That's how you determine. No, you really can't. They don't know.
But Kansas.
So here's how they determined it in the first place.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Not really an exact science.
The U.S. Geological Survey, writing in a 1964 report, says that no government agency has officially established any points marking the geographic center of the U.S. at blah, blah, blah. But here's how rugby got their designation in the first place. In 1931, curious researchers at the U.S. Geological Survey balanced a cardboard cutout of North America on a point.
Oh.
To find its center.
Why not?
Real scientific. Yeah.
That put North America's geological center 6 miles west of a town called Balta, North Dakota, which is itself 16 miles southwest of a town named Rugby.
So that, by the way, Balta is where I went to first, second, and part of third grade.
Well, now you got that going for you.
300 people.
And right. So Rugby claimed the title.
So that's where you screwed the pooch and sold the pups? All
right. No, that wasn't until later on. There is a big monument, you know, a big stone monument.
Well, then you could actually claim you're from that area then, because Balta's closer to the center than Rugby, and you lived in Balta for a little bit, so hey, you still got that going for you.
Well, but that's a horse hockey way of determining the center of anything.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, so they're
it
rethinking
turns out.
This.
Well, I realize you're not going to do it scientifically, but if you look at a map,
because there's
you
no
go right
way
to the middle and point out how. Yeah, okay.
Right now.
The South Dakota one is really stupid, though.
So in August of 1932. Local Boy Scouts in Rugby installed a 21-foot field stone monument with the title Geographical Center of North America. Rugby changed its seal to an outline of the continent with the town as a dot in the center. Since then, Rugby has a Miss Geographic Center beauty pageant. Sure, that's a hoot.
Oh.
And every final weekend in September, it hosts a fair called Geographical Center Day with street dancing, a basketball tournament, and a mechanical bull.
Those must have come about after I left rugby, because I don't recall a Miss Geographical Center pageant.
But he also said beauty, really?
Yeah.
Okay, half-decent looking, they should call that.
He would have tried to bang her.
No, he had to go out of town to get laid.
No, they would have had nothing to do with me.
Okay, you would have tried to bang fourth place.
One beauty.
I went to high school.
I think once you get about the third one.
Right, with some very pretty girls.
I'm sure you did.
I don't know if any of them were ever crowned Miss Geographical Center.
All right.
But some of them were certainly worthy.
And then it gets into the weeds after that because Rugby forgot to renew their patent on the phrase Geographical Center of North America. Another town nearby right outside the bar says,
that's all
no,
you got to do at City Hall there is renew the patent.
Geographical Center.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. At another place.
That guy had
nearby,
one job.
Yeah. At another place nearby, they said, now, this town, specifically right outside our bar, is the Geographical Center of the United States. And so they claimed it for a while, and so now they've got three or four places in the area that are basically claiming it.
Well, please don't tell me the center of Uranus moved, right?
Well, see, that's the thing.
All right.
What they say is that narrowing down the exact geographical center of North America, they say it's kind of like throwing darts. It's going to be somewhere in north-central North Dakota. They say
it's going to be in that area.
They say if you hit the bullseye, it doesn't matter if you hit the center of the bullseye or just inside the black circle of the bullseye, you still got the bullseye. And so that's basically what they're saying here. Yeah, if you're close, that's good enough.
I think you still claim it, Todd. You know,
well, they do.
You probably brought that up, but
I think they got it back. And
tries
all they
to be
want,
a helicopter pilot, you probably got laid in Arizona.
They just want people to pull over and take pictures by the monument.
Right
now, and then, maybe go into one of the shops nearby.
Now, to be fair,
no.
Rugby was named after the railroad junction of Rugby, Warwickshire, England, in hopes of drawing English settlers. It must have worked because Rugby is now the 20th largest city in North Dakota.
With a thousand fewer like people than like when I lived there. It's kind of fading.
2549.
Yeah, it was over 3,500 when I lived there.
Whoa. Man, that's huge. And once you left Rugby, there was nothing, right?
Oh, well, yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
No. I mean, once you left the proper of Rugby proper, you had to go nowhere, right? You had to go miles to see anything then?
Oh, no, there's a great fishing lake about
No. I mean population.
Nope, that still counts as nothing.
You ought to go to.
That still counts.
You ought to go to.
North Dakota.
Oh,
you ought to go to.
Yeah.
North Dakota.
Todd even tells you not to go.
You ought to go to North Dakota.
All right.
Cattle in the wheat and the folks that can't be beat.
There was Hardee's.
I can't hop on a plane. I still don't want to drive anywhere.
In Minot, just 60 miles away, so that's where we were. That's where the people were. That's where we went to hang
out.
That's
where you screwed the pooch and had the pups, right?
No, that didn't happen until a lot
60
later.
Miles for curly fries.
Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.